Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Penga. I'm Tyler Crabb. On today's program, we're joined by Judy Van Holzen and Nicole Chaplin with dementia-friendly Marion County to discuss the new dementia caregiver support group in Penga.
So Judy, a new support group here as part of the Friendly Dementia Marion County initiative. And when we talk about this new support group, I'll let you talk a little bit about the purpose behind why it was formed and a little bit about why that matters here in Marion County.
Well, you know, in Marion County alone, we have around 700 to 800 people living with some level of dementia. And behind each of these individuals, there's usually a caregiver. And they're giving a significant amount of time, energy, emotional support. And, you know, most caregivers for people with dementia who live at home, and about 40 to 60% do live in the community at home with dementia. And so they're usually daughters, their sons, their spouses, their family members. They might just be friends, and they need our support.
Absolutely. And Nicole, from the kind of the flip side, you probably see this from the other perspective as one of the social workers there at Hearthstone. And just when you talk about that support group and what that will mean for individuals who are taking care of someone with dementia, it can be a very stressful thing, right, as well. And so what does this a group like this mean for not only those who have gone through this, but also who are currently going through it as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Judy said, it can be really stressful being a caregiver of somebody who has dementia. And it can be really isolating, too. So one of the hopes for this support group is just that we can get people together who have some of the same experiences and give them an opportunity to share some of those experiences, maybe share some of the things that have worked for them in different situations, and then just overall have somebody that they can talk to, because like I said, it's a unique situation that not everybody understands unless you've been through it. So giving people the chance to realize that they're not alone in this and that there are people who can kind of understand and comprehend what they're going through.
Absolutely. And Judy, when we talk about this support group and just what kind of the expectation is too, I mean, for individuals who maybe they've never been a part of a support group like this, you know, or maybe they have concerns about even a support group of, you know, taking that time away from a family member, what's kind of the expectation that they can have when they come to one of these sessions for the support group?
Well, there's really no pressure in this group. You know, maybe some people want to share. Maybe people, you know, they don't. Maybe they just want to listen. Both are completely okay, and we're going to support them either way. We focus on creating a space that's confidential, judgment-free, and respectful of everyone's experience. There's no need to sign it up ahead of time either. Just stop in.
And real quick with that, too, because I know we just kind of briefly mentioned it, but as for the expectations of looking at your notes, just when people are wondering about maybe trying to find that support for that individual they're taking care of, what's kind of the expectation there and just kind of the ask that you guys have for those caregivers during the times of those meetings?
Yeah. During that time, we're asking that this space just be for the caregivers at this first one. Now, we want them to be able to fully focus and speak openly without worrying about their loved one. But in the future, we have talked about doing like a memory cafe where at one end of the room, one of us can be down there with the loved one and doing a craft or something, while the caregiver is at the other end with the other one of us, and we're just talking away and supporting each other.
And that's a great way to look at that. And again, we're talking to Judy Van Holzen and Nicole Chaplin as part of the Friendly Dementia Marion County initiative here in the new support group in Penga. And Nicole, from your guys' perspective, I know you've talked about a little bit of the support that you guys provide, but when you talk about your guys' role within this and coming alongside those caregivers, what is that role kind of look like from your perspective?
Yeah, I would say as facilitators of the support group, we are here to just provide some support, be a listening ear, be somebody to maybe help point towards resources that we have in this community, and just hold space for those caregivers in our community who really need some of that extra support. So we are here to be the supporters of the caregivers who take care of their loved ones.
And kind of along those lines, too, when you kind of talk about the topics and things like that, what kind of topics will be coming up as part of this support group and just try to really kind of come alongside those caregivers to be able to help them wherever they are?
Yeah, so each time that we meet, we're going to go through different topics. We might have set topics that we're going to talk about, but we are going to also leave it up to the caregivers to talk about what it is that they might be struggling with that specific month or day, or just really individual specific, and like I said, work with resources on what we can maybe do to help with their specific situations.
And this just isn't just for people who are living in the community, caregivers that are living in the community. When their loved one goes to the nursing home or the long-term care or the memory care, they still need support. They're still their caregivers, yes, and they're still going through that emotional piece of it. When my mom had to go to the nursing home, hardest thing I ever did in my life. And I wish there was something like this when we was going through it.
Absolutely. And Judy, you kind of talk about this, and you mentioned these meetings. Where are they going to be taking place? At what frequency will they be taking place with as well?
First Tuesday, monthly, every month. Now, unless there's a holiday, you know. But so the first Tuesday, 4 to 5 p.m. at the Pella Library.
All right, good to know. And Nicole, as well, if people are hearing this, they're interested in learning more, maybe, you know, they caught a portion of this and didn't catch all the information and they want to just go to a nice convenient site to see that, what's the best way for them to learn more information about this initiative?
Yeah, I would say just the best way is you can either get a hold of Judy or myself if you have specific questions. Otherwise, if you have more questions, maybe just stop by and see what it's all about.
Thanks again to Judy Van Holzen and Nicole Chaplin with Dementia Friendly Marion County for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella, Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.